Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Government by Emma Dancy. Romans 13:1 says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God." Maybe you are someone who prays regularly for those in leadership, or maybe it is the last thing that crosses your mind to do. With so much disagreements and emotional news stations, it can be challenging to remember that God actually calls believers to honor the government because it has been established by Him. Whether we like or disagree with those in high places, we are to be representatives of Christ in the ways that we carry ourselves. We can disagree, but show that and speak up in loving ways. The government is making vital decisions about the direction of our nation every day. It is our responsibility as Christians to pray for them. We can ask God to direct their hearts and decisions. We can pray for government members to accept Jesus who have not already. We can pray for the protection of religious freedoms. We can pray for God to work within the leadership. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being sovereign over all. We praise you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We ask that today you would guide our government into making decisions that honor you. We pray for discernment and vision for leadership. We pray for a spiritual awakening for those who have been asleep. Open the eyes of unbelievers in government to the gospel. We pray for our president to have wisdom and direction from you. Guide our vice president with insight and integrity. Lead our speaker of the house with knowledge and honesty. Lead our senators, state representatives, governors, and mayors in decision making. Help them to seek you first and your ways. Bless our Supreme Court justices with wisdom and understanding as they make life-changing decisions for many people. God, we know that the government is not the enemy. Sin is. We pray that any sin and schemes of the devil within leadership would be revealed and dealt with. We pray against the spiritual attacks on them. We pray for a realization of good and evil, and that leaders who are believers would test the spirits and put on your full armor every day. We pray that lawmakers would make decisions that are in line with your will and your truth. Help them to stand with you and not the world. Help them to choose obedience over popularity. Acts 5:29 says, "But Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" God, we are aware that not everyone in leadership follows you. Just as you are working, the enemy is too. We pray that if there is ever a matter where the government is asking people to sin against you, that they will stand up for what is right and honor you. Lord, we are called to honor those in leadership. However, if they are ever asking us to do something sinful against you, the choice is clear that we must obey God over man. Help us to make the hard decisions if we ever need to. Go before us and help us to represent you well in love. Jesus, you told us to give to the government what belongs to them. You said in Matthew 22:21, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's." Would you please help us to be faithful and fair to the leadership of our nation? You modeled honoring the government, even if you did not agree with them. Give us your strength and help us to live by your Holy Spirit to make honest decisions in taxes, in voting, and with our words. We affirm that you ultimately are in control and you have allowed certain people to be in government for a reason. Help us to not live in fear, but to stand in faith, knowing that you go before our nation and you have the plan for this world. We trust you. We love you. We praise you. Amen.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.